From Washington, this is VOA News. The International Criminal Court says it won't prosecute Israel over a naval raid that killed Turkish activists. And China denies allegations that senior officials smuggled ivory out of Tanzania. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. The International Criminal Court announced Thursday that it will not prosecute Israel for a 2010 raid on a Turkish flotilla bound for Gaza. Nine Turkish pro-Palestinian activists who were trying to break an Israeli blockade of Gaza were killed by Israeli commandos in the raid. Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda said there is reasonable basis to believe that war crimes were committed by Israel. But he also said there was not sufficient gravity to justify further action by the ICC. The Israeli Foreign Ministry took a positive note of the decision, but it said Israel considers the case to be politically motivated and legally unfounded, and regrets the waste of the court's time and resources. China is denying allegations that officials traveling with President Xi Jinping illegally purchased thousands of kilograms of ivory last year in Tanzania. At a press briefing in Beijing today, a foreign ministry spokesman called such charges groundless. The Environmental Investigation Agency, a British-based non-governmental group, broadcast the ivory smuggling charges today. During a visit to Tanzania by President Xi in March 2013, the EIA said members of his official party illegally purchased a large quantity of elephant tusks and smuggled them aboard the presidential airliner. You're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Republican Party will soon have a majority in both houses of Congress after winning control of the Senate in Tuesday's congressional elections. Andre Dinesra looks at the impact this might have on U.S.-Russia relations.
The ongoing crisis in Ukraine has damaged relations between Washington and Moscow. Some experts believe they are at their lowest point in decades. Now that the Republican Party controls both houses of Congress, will that have an effect on U.S.-Russia relations? John Parker is a Russia expert at the National Defense University.
Probably will not have that much of an impact because the administration was so weak domestically here already.
Mount Holyoke College Russia expert Stephen Jones agrees.
Nothing dramatic will change the result of this election.
Looking ahead, experts say Russian President Vladimir Putin is biding his time, waiting for the next U.S. presidential election in 2016. Andre Dineshner of Washington.
The new head of NATO made an unannounced visit to Kabul on Thursday, telling Afghans that the Western military alliance would continue supporting the country after foreign combat troops withdraw at the end of the year. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the end of the combat mission means starting a new chapter in which the future of Afghanistan is in the hands of the Afghan people. Stoltenberg's first visit as NATO chief included talks with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, Chief Executive Officer Abdullah Abdullah, and senior leadership of the International Security Assistance Force. President Ghani said he looks forward to working with the alliance in the future. NATO and the United States are pulling troops out of Afghanistan by December 31st, but leaving a residual force of 12,000 personnel, in part to provide training and backup for Afghanistan's security forces. A group monitoring the ongoing conflict in Syria says overnight strikes targeted two hardline militant groups. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says recent attacks have hit the Nusra Front in Syria's Idlib province. The observatory also reported Thursday that Ahrar al-Sham, another Islamist insurgency group, was hit at a site along the Turkish border. Up to now, U.S.-led coalition airstrikes have largely focused on Islamic State targets in northern and eastern Syria. In another development, an Iraqi television station showed footage late Wednesday of government forces fighting Islamic State militants in the city of Beji. Beji is the location of Iraq's largest oil refinery, which has been under militant control since June. Well, you can find more on those stories by checking our website at voanews.com. That's where we're updating the news 24 hours a day. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.